The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome.
Bush Vago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, South Best Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, the Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 3259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796, that's 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043, that's 4393043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612, that's BTC Flow channel 612. This is the week, folks. The days are counting down. You got to say 4.5 more days to our Far Back Friday event. Z Live style, Far Back music, Far Back fun. We have some dancing going on up in there. We have some people who know how to dance these dances. But some of y'all know how to dance and dance. We have some prizes, and we're going to have some eats and drinks and just a good time planned for you because you asked for this. So please remember, the tickets are available at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. Well, on Friday, yeah, you'll have up to 5 o'clock on Friday, but we're trying to get you to get the tickets in advance so you don't tell me, rush upon me later on. So please go and get your tickets from the Nassau Guardian. They are going. I can tell you they're going. I know some of y'all waiting for government payday. That's about a payday. It's all right. It's okay, you know, but we understand. But please get your tickets. And we're looking forward to it, man. I got some young people, some not so young people, some older people who are looking forward to getting together and having this wonderful jam come Friday. So please... make sure you get your tickets. All right. Are you starting to get the sense, the feeling? I said starting to get the feeling that election is in the air. Are you starting to get the feeling? Huh? Well, the Free National Movement had its campaign launched the other day at Bahama. I think you would have to be dishonest to deny it was an impressive showing, a good crowd, enthusiasm. Of course, even some of its former leaders, including Hubert Alexander Ingram and Tommy Turnquest, made appearances at the event. And the leader of the Free National Movement, Mr. Pintard, delivered his charge to his support to his colleagues, pledging. He said to every FNM official, every FNM candidate, we will not tolerate the behavior that has caused this public to no longer have confidence in policymakers. He went on to say, colleagues, I have confidence in you. I believe this country will repose its confidence in you. But I want to say to you, and I need to hear, and you need to hear this, and I need you to hear this, he says. The culture that we see today in the Bahamas, where contracts are going primarily to friends, or bad things are happening, bad decisions are being made, and policymakers look the other way as if they don't see, or people come in broke and leave politics wealthy, or who to fill out their disclosure form, under my leadership, that kind of nonsense will stop. He went on to say, he said, Bahamians, he said, Bahamians are exhausted. They are exhausted with this kind of politics. This is my promise to them, to the Bahamian people, to all of you that are home. We have high expectations of our candidates. That's a bold comment. Bold charge that we, if fulfilled by any administration, would do, I think, wonders to the confidence that people have in the political institutions, a confidence that has been putting over years now, not over the last 5, not over the last 10 years, not over the last 15 years, over years now, this confidence in our politicians and our political institutions has been waning. And it seems as if Mr. Pintard is trying to grab this bull by the horn, X, Y, and Z. Of course, you and I both know that charging people to do something and causing people to do something are not the same thing. And so it is a bold proclamation. And my question to you is, do you think it is deliverable? Do you think it is necessary? Do you think he's true? He's right about what you believe, you feel about the way things are in the country today, in terms of the political climate and operation. It's really gone. Is there a functioning that we find unacceptable? And that there is a need for political operatives to understand. So let me tell you what gets in the way of what Mr. Pintard is trying to highlight. Okay, and this is the practical realities that will confront him and every administration, any administration, if they succeed. It has faced the Progressive Liberal Party administration even this term, and last term, and the terms before that. It has faced the Free National Movement this term, and every term, and before that. You want me to tell you what it is? You want me to share with you what the most ticklish reality of trying to deliver governance on a fair basis, governance on a non-partisan patronage basis to the degree that it has been delivered? Do you want me to tell you what it is? It's in the way of trying to really operate in the most professional political manner in government? Do you want me to tell you that? Or you want me to keep that information to myself? I can keep it to myself. What you want me to do? I'm serious, 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 serious. This is serious talk today. Hmm? Y'all want to hear what it is? See, it isn't that people are, all together, just simply going in there and trying to be, in quote, corrupt, in quote, unfair, in quote, just nakedly partisan. Not everybody. Some people, that's their political mindset. They'll never change. That's in their hearts and in their minds and in their character. Animals of the most partisan nature, but not everybody. There are some pragmatic political realities that confront every single soul, no matter how noble his or her intent is. Pragmatic political realities. You want me to tell you? Share it to you, or you want me to move on to something else? We can take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. When we come back, if you tell me, I'll tell you. If you tell me, I'll tell you. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
Started. You turned your passion into income. Time to level up. The Tourism Development Corporation's calling entrepreneurs ages 18 to 35 to enter the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition on March 30th. If you're building something connected to tourism, this is your opportunity. This is your chance. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more about the different economies, program eligibility, and apply by March 23rd.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you wish to give us a call, 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. This text says, do tell. This text says, tell us, man, what gets in the way? This text says, good afternoon. We continue to hear Mr. Pinta talk about no bid contract when this his chairman and candidate for Bamboo Town admitted gives no bid contract to the sum of $1 million to one of his constituents. He also have a candidate or business partner is now lock up for 200 kilos of cocaine and a boat registered to candidate. Sorry what I hear about other night, nothing but words to me. Okay. That sounds like, okay. This says, I want to hear what it is, something, what is going on in our country, talk to it, okay. All right. Someone says, friends, family, and lovers will cause the government to be corrupt. Okay. You hear that text right now, just now? Let me tell you what gets in the way. And unless you have a character willing and capable of withstanding the pressures of this, it's going to be very challenging. You have to be willing to be unpopular, because what gets in the way of a political personality attempting to be balanced, attempting to be ethical, attempting not to be corrupt, are demands placed upon them by family, friends, lovers, and political operatives. You want me to say it again? It is the immense demands placed upon them. I'm going to put it in the correct order. Political operatives, that means your general stamp. All these folks who go out there and they work hard for you and they go and press the metal for you and they get you elected and they believe sometimes they solely get you elected. And after that, they expect to the victor goes the spoils, and they come and they make demands on you for jobs and for housing and for contracts and so forth and so forth. And you feel that pressure because you accept they help to get you elected, and they come and they suck their teeth if you will not receive. They suck your teeth if they don't get something done soon enough because they're hurting, they're frustrated. People have been, they think, been giving their people the piece of the pie all along while they were in office, and now they will tell you, these are the words you will hear. Oh, the same people still in power. We in power, but the same people still getting all the contracts. You hear it all the time. Political operatives, the demands of political operatives, the demands of families who you love them, you care about them. There's a natural conflict of interest for any soul who comes to power because you got family and your family wants stuff and your family needs stuff and your family wants to get things done. And you're not trying to be unfair. You're not trying to be, but they have demands on you too. And you are friends. I've been your friend forever. I've been your friend all this time. I've been with you through the thick and thin. I was with you when you ain't had nothing. I was with you when you had no power, and so forth and so forth. And you got lovers. Yes, you have lovers. You got people who you've been intimate with, or you have been connected with, and you have been this with, and they expect, well, you got the thing now. I need the thing. And if your character is not able to withstand that, and even sometimes when your character withstands it and you try to do the right thing, you could still be in perception perceived as having been involved in conflicts of interest. But these demands, these pressures, they come from the politician, but they come from the politician's people. And yeah, and they're not trying, listen to me, y'all want me speak the truth, or y'all want me give you a fantasy? Don't mind before election, you have people talking about, oh, this one corrupt and they corrupt and they only behaving corrupt, they only doing for their family, friends, and lovers. When things change, all they expect to change is for you to switch who getting gifts and the things for the family, friends, and lovers. That's all that some people expect. That's all they want. It's our time now. That's how they go. That's how it go. And they don't hearing you, but no, we have to govern right. We have to be fair. They're not hearing, okay, we can't do corrupt things. They're not hearing that. They're hearing, I've been hurting all this time. These people ain't never give us nothing. And some of it is true. Some of it is true. The existing government may have kept them from opportunities unfairly. That is true. And so they think the scale has to be balanced. But in balancing the scale, now sometimes you have to do what they did in ignoring the protocols and rules and stuff that are in place to ensure that there is fairness in the society. But they ain't hearing that. chat when I was out there knocking on doors, when I was out there getting cussed from people when them dogs is chasing me. I wasn't backing off trying to help you get elected, and now you're talking to me about rules. Immense pressure. Immense challenge. Because the truth of the matter is, the resources aren't unlimited. They're not. There's only so much a government can do. Only so much you can do. Only so much scholarships. Only so much contracts. Only so much housing. Only so much services. Anything. It's all limited. But the demands are always greater than the supply. Always. And you have to make choices. And every time you make a choice for one, you just tick off 10. And if those 10 people aren't reasonable, and if they're not people who are able to say, well, you know, you can't do for everybody, and I believe they at least tried to do that one and get that one in a fair manner. I didn't get it this time, maybe next time. You ain't hearing that? That's not most people. They're cussing you, I'll never go to the polls for them again. I'll never work for them again. You heard it, you know it. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You may have been one of those people. Your own self. You know what I'm talking about. It's how I talk today. It's Dexter Gaday Lang. If any MP don't disclose their financial information by the end of March, have a by-election in May. That will help. Well, that's not the law. The law requires is prosecution and fining. That's what the law requires. Are you all hearing me? Is you all hearing me today? This text says, you're spot on, Z. Generals, political operatives, families, friends, and lovers applying pressure and demands on the newly elected member. And this person knows because they've been in the thick of the politics. They must learn to balance the scales but maintain integrity and fairness in so doing. They have 5 years in which to do this. It is true. Because you are going to do some patronage. I mean, let's survival show online now. You all know on Z Live, I don't lie to you all. You all know I just try to shoot straight. There's going to be some patronage. There's going to be some. But patronage cannot be your modus operandi. It cannot be the only thing you're about. Everything is for a PLP. Everything is for an FNM. Everything is for a friend. Everything is for a family member. Everything. Now, to be sure, family members, friends, and political are excluded because they're family members and friends, though, because they're also citizens of the Bahamas. So let's be clear on that. People shouldn't be disadvantaged. People shouldn't be ignored. People shouldn't be overlooked. People shouldn't be served because they are family or friends. I don't know, but I love his business. But even lovers are citizens, you know? But what it can't be that nobody else can get anything, and most people can't get anything, because all you're doing is taking care of family, friends, and lovers. Come on, man. That can't be right. No, sir, anymore. This text says, I, Mr. Lang, it is very true our confidence has dwindled in governance in the country, I believe, and I believe it can be done once that particular PM have the guts and the willpower and the support from his team. I believe Mr. Pintard is a man of integrity and can do it once he don't fall to the pressures of others, yeah? Trust me in the bombs. You see the prime minister of the country, the leader of these parties? Heavy is the head, is the crown. And if that prime minister or leader has the wherewithal to lead and say, gents, ladies, listen to me. I hear you. I understand. But, we have to do, you know what Mr. Ingram used to tell me? He used to tell me this. Because I know that pressure. I know those pressures. Mr. Ingram said to me, he said, Chicago, you cannot think. And this was not because I was trying to do it. He and I were having a discussion about the same issue of patronage. He said, Chicago, you cannot think that you can only find out and do for who voted for you. He said, you will never succeed that way. Because the truth is, you don't know who voted for you. There are some people who are on the other side. You wouldn't have dreamt voted for you. But they did. He said, but besides, your job in government is to serve the people. That's the job. He was pragmatic. He said, listen, We know some there are some people we have to do some things for. They suffered. They suffered long. We know that. And when we do that, we must, listen to me, I'm going to tell you what he tell me. We must make sure that if we do something for them in government, the public gets value out of it. That's what. So we don't put unqualified people in positions. We don't do that. We don't put incompetent people to do things and on projects. We don't do that because the public will not get value. And we don't try to make patronage the way we govern. Let's see what I'm saying. I tell you, value the man. Thankful for his guidance and leadership in office. But that is the great challenge that a Ray Davis, a Michael, a Hubert Ingram, a Hubert Minnis, a Barry Christie, a Lyndon Pinling would face and have faced. The demands from political operatives, supporters, family, friends, and lovers. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better. Posters and banners, magazines and fists. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 30221.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
The following is a paid political message.
Out of Kalani.
That was a paid political message.
It's back. Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies, exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Corner, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
New Rhode Islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music.
that.
Light bites and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person. Cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lange, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Of course, you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. I practice in my cabbage patch dance, practice in my robot. I don't want y'all to try to shame me. I got up one or two moves, you know what I mean? There's at least one or two moves for Friday. So we can have, listen, we're going to have a little competition. We're going to have a little competition of 80s and 90s dancers, okay? And some of y'all millennials, y'all might actually want to learn some of them things and show some of these 80s people and 90s people how y'all could get, how y'all could do it too. So go get your tickets at Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Tickets are $50, cash only sales, folks. And so please go get your tickets. People are getting the tickets. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to having a very good time. Pinling were the only PMs who, so far, who didn't get pressure from friends, families, and lovers. And, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I'm sure they would tell you not so. Not so. Don't believe that. Now, the question is whether they responded to that in the kinds of ways that meant that this is the predominant way things were being done. No, everybody. If you're in office, you're going to get that pressure, man. So don't believe that. Don't believe Sir Lyndon. Don't believe Mr. Ingram was just sitting in there and no demands is being made of him of political operatives, of family members, of friends, and so forth. No. I wouldn't let you live under that delusion. Nonsense. Every prime minister, every political personality has faced that pressure. The pressure's going to come. That's not the issue. The issue is what you're going to do in response there to Mr. Pintard is saying he is not going to operate on that basis. He suggests that's what's happening now. He says he doesn't want his team to operate on that basis. Well, bro, you know the pressure's coming. And see, with all due respect, the pressure's gonna come on some people who have been in there never, who've been in there some, and who've been in there for some times. Okay? And it depending on the mindset and character of those people, you can get a result, you can get a functioning. Now, if you're a prime minister who keeps your eye on the prize and keep your eyes on the cookie jar and keeps your eyes on what is happening, you just sketch things early, right? And you could say, listen, y'all don't fool around. Don't listen. We're not doing that. Because let me tell you something. I can tell, listen, you a candidate out there. Let me explain something to you. If you are a sitting MP, all parliamentarians, senator, let me explain something to y'all. The Bahamas is a very small place. And you do what you want to do. All the people with whom you're doing it are witnesses. And they may be friendly with you today, but they have to be tomorrow. Just talk your business. They do and they will. Some people will be out there trying to set you up. I ain't asking nobody. Been there, done that. They'll try and set you up. Right? So, I mean, like, you cannot stop people from talking about you. You cannot stop people from accusing you of things. Miles Monroe, the late, used to tell me all the time, he said, Chicago, you can't stop people from talking, but you can make sure what they're saying ain't true. Sometimes it may be true. Sometimes you pay the price. But to be sure, the only thing that will keep you from bending to that pressure from those political supporters, political operatives, who I am saying to you, some of whom become absolutely selfish, greedy, unreasonable, absolutely, relentlessly, dogmatically, awfully unreasonable. The only thing you could do is have a character that says, I believe that it is better for me to act ethically, morally, responsibly, than to not do so. And to have wisdom to know when maybe a judgment can be made to assist where assistance can be. But let me tell you something. Don't do it and don't consult your leader. Talk to your leader for me. Talk to your leader. Talk to your leader. Get some feedback. I had a colleague come to me. One time, the colleague said, listen, I understand you all gave a grant to so-and-so in this island. Well, that person is a huge PLP, and it is causing big corruption amidst our folk. This was around election time. And they said to me, I'm telling you what they said to me. They said, we are going to lose this election because of that. Well, I heard the colleague, and of course, you know, you want to be sensitive to your colleagues and so forth. I already on my mind what the deal was, but I said, okay, I hear you. So I went upstairs. My office was on the second floor, Mr. Ingram's on the third. And I walked up to the office and I said, Mr. Ingram, colleague came in and told me X, Y, and Z. He was at his desk doing something. He looked up from under his glasses and he said, did we give rules and procedure? I said, we did. He said, then what's the problem? I walked out of his office and that was that. Guess what? My colleague did lose that election. But we did what governance required. Right? I remember when I was again at the Ministry of Finance, the National Insurance Board had some openings they were trying to fill. And I tell y'all no lie, they just ask you for recommendations from time to time. One of the persons who was seeking to apply for that promotion was the grandchild of a PLP general who was a pastor. And had been working the NIB for summers for years. And so I said, well, why don't you hire that one along with so-and-so? These people all qualify. Man, I didn't even know this. I whisper campaign going on how Chivago Lang hired this big-time PLP at NIB and all these people suffering and so forth and so forth. Even at gone in one FNM meeting and the thing, but come. I said, let me tell you something. I said, this young person worked there for summers, for weeks, for years. I said, under what rule or good judgment could I have denied that person that ability, that opportunity. Well, tell me how to do that, considering y'all didn't take account of these other people who get hired and who they boy. You didn't take account of that. See, but that's what happens. And you just got to be able to say, listen, man, I operated as I thought would be right. Sometimes people like it, sometimes they don't like it. Sometimes you still get caught in, up in all kind of controversy with your own people. Just sleep at night knowing what you did, man. That's why I tell people, listen, in government, sleep at night and I don't have no issue. I don't care what the controversy, I don't care what you say about me. I sleep at night knowing, boy, I tried and did my best. All right, that's all you can do. You're listening to Z-Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's up, man?
Right here, man. What's up?
Oh, great show as usual, man. I heard on the news just now where they said the Minister of Grand Mama just tabled a resolution in the House of Assembly to borrow $250 million to purchase the Grand Mama Port Authority. You know,
it was the Port Authority or the power company? The port or the power company?
The power company.
Yeah, not the Port Authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the power company. My apologies, if I said the Port Authority. But you know, when I think about the myriad of issues we got going on in Grand Bahama, number one, we don't have a functional hospital. Number two, the airport we need a functional airport so that we can get at least pre-clearance back in at the airport. You know what I mean? We outright own the airport. I don't see why we can't do something with it. You know what I mean? That there's a myriad of issues in Grand Mama that need to be addressed. I don't think the Grand Mama company is at the top of that list.
I am myself really curious about why this moved this way. I really am.
No, really, and furthermore, we write on the heat of an election.
If the power company wants to sell, that's another question. You should ask yourself, why does Emera want to sell?
Well, are they for sale or are they being forced to sell?
Well, being forced to sell because if they don't want to sell, they don't have to sell. The government can go to Parliament and force a sale that way, but that's not what the government is doing. So apparently, under president of the power company indicated a willingness to entertain discussions about sales. So there's something going on with Emera and the power company in Freeport. Government think that it can purchase that power company. Something is going on.
I just believe, as a Grand Bahamian, there's much more pressing issues that needs to be addressed than this power company.
That's just my opinion.
I mean, again, I agree, the hospital, the airport, the hotel. If you go east, and Sweden's Key, in order to get, and Water Key, in order to get to walk through the mud, to get the main line, to get through the mud, to get, they don't have a dock in Water Key.
Yeah.
Same thing as in Sweden's Key.
Yeah.
There's so many issues that need to be addressed. Then this power come next. I don't understand it.
But on top of that, on top of what all of what you say is relevant, but on top of that, if BPL was an outstanding case of government ownership of a power company, I would say go buy the power company here right away. Because you would say, yeah, they could do for the Grand Bahama what they're doing through BPL in New Providence. Is that the case?
No, it's not.
Can somebody text me and tell me BPL is an outstanding case of government ownership and transformation of a power company?
And to add to that, not just the infrastructure of BPL or the service at BPL, the cost of power at BPL versus the cost of power in Grand Bahama, they cannot make a significant difference in the cost of power in Grand Bahama.
I'm 100% on board with you, my friend.
So, you know, it ain't like we own any part of the chain. We don't own the upstream, the downstream, or the midstream of oil. We don't control the price of oil. We will always be subjected to the price of oil because we don't own none of it. So there's no drastic change we can make to the cost we start investing in renewable energy. Outside of that, we can always be at market force, at market force price. So to
yeah, go ahead.
To me, this $250 million, this is just, as a grand bohemian, this is it's just an election ploy, and I just think it's a waste.
Very, very relevant points you raise. An additional point to be raised here is, in New Providence, the government of the Bahamas had so little own ability to make BPL a forward-looking company that it went and privatized the transmission and distribution network of it. Why then now is Grand Bahama Power Company being solely and exclusively acquired by the government with $80 million for infrastructure improvement? Why is that the case? Why is the model not what you're doing in Nassau?
Invest that $80 million in infrastructure. Invest that Nabucco, what has serious power issues. Invest that Nilucho, what has serious power and water issues.
Absolutely. It's like, honestly, to me, it is really mind-boggling. Mind you, I have my thoughts about it.
Ask you another question. Being so close to an election, I mean, is there something against borrowing money this close to an election?
No,
within
we
an
have
election
no rules
year?
Against
there,
we have
mean,
no
there's,
rules.
There's nothing?
We have no rules against that. No rules. There are no rules against that.
Anyway, again, got you as usual, and I'll hang
Thank
up.
You,
and
man.
Continue to
Thank you. Do we have another caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. Says, good day, Mr. Lang. I'm curious as to why the government keeps borrowing money. It seems that they borrow for every little thing. Well, you have to borrow money if you can't afford to pay yourself. You have to borrow. This text is Mr. Lang. Bahamians can say whether PLP or FNM that are. Mr. Ingram-led government was fair as possible and had the Bahamian interests at heart. Not all Bahamians want the best for the Bahamas. They want what is best for them and their clique. This text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The heart of a man is who he or she is at the core. You are a fair-minded individual. Not everybody thinks that way. A lot of people have a bad mind and have a bitterness about them to get even, to get theirs, and mash up anyone who gets in the way. That's true. Can't deny that. That's true. That is very true. Very, very true. This text says, Lang, why would the government want to engage in buying Grand Bahama Power Company just to get votes? Shouldn't that money go towards the airport? I don't think buying the Grand Bahama Power Company would get any votes in Grand Bahama just like that. I really don't. Not knowing the politics of Grand Bahama as I do. I can tell you, that is not a vote-getting move. Somebody might think so, but that's not a vote-getting move. Not the government. Maybe somebody else buying the power company, not a private entity buying the power company. But not the government. No. No. No, no, no. The government buying the Grand Bahama Port Authority isn't even a vote-getting move. It's not. The government producing development in East and West Grand Bahama, that's a vote-getting move. Yeah, that would be. The government finding a new owner operator for the Grandmama Port Authority with monies, substantial monies, that's about getting more. But not the government. The government of the Bahamas, unfortunately, I've been in it. Right? And so I'm not even suggesting this is just now. The government of the Bahamas don't have no bragging rights over much relative to Freeport. It does not. It's a problem. It's just reality. It says to explain why the government has built power. I must explain it. I can't. I honestly cannot. The government would have to do that. We have a call on the line, and the government did. You heard Minister Moxie indicate the government's reasoning to bring parity between the power company's pricing and BPL and services and so forth and so forth. So the government has made a case. You cannot say the government didn't make its case. You might not believe it, but it did make a case. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Everything good, man. Top of the afternoon, sir.
You too, man.
Mr. Lang, I wanted to address what you spoke about before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about talking about the prime ministers who have a lot of pressure on them in terms of
mm-hmm.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I applied for a government job during the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had a very successful interview, well qualified. I won't say what the place was.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I was feeling. I said, boy, I straight. Now I am not politically connected on any side. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now my friend was way down there when they started training. He said, man, how come you don't come out? I said, come out to what? He said, man, they didn't start. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Lang?
Mm-hmm.
They never even seem to call me. I mean, if you don't hire somebody, right? You would call someone. I know instances where people have lists. They have this list. This one goes. This. And so what happens is a lot of me and Mr. who are actually qualified are not being placed in these positions.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, are you talking about telling them, don't you want to hear something? Mm-hmm?
You want to hear something? You want to hear something?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to listen to this, right?
Huh?
I applied for a job under the Christie administration. I won't tell you where.
Right.
But they actually interviewed me and did all the interview and recommended me for the job.
Right.
Listen now. Then the government changed to an F&M government. And I couldn't get the job.
My Lord.
sometimes in your politics. Sometimes it's just personality.
I think, too, you remember you talked a couple weeks ago about the PSs in these ministries, right? The PS. They have a lot of power, too, in these ministries, right?
No. You can never blame a permanent secretary for hiring the government out of discretion to do. Never.
So who do we blame? So it's
the minister or the prime minister. The minister or the prime minister.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I understand, sir.
You think a permanent secretary could say to a minister, no, we ain't going to hire them. The only way they could say that is they don't meet the qualifications as by law.
Okay.
That's the only thing. If it's on the permanent and pensionable establishment, you go through the Public Service Commission. So that doesn't
right.
even
yes,
arise.
Yes, yes.
But if it's a job for a contracted position, et cetera, man, that's the minister. That's the political directorate. Don't blame the permanent secretary for that.
Okay. But I tell you this, I apply for government a couple of times. I'm qualified. I have my associate's degree. I have certifications, but like I said, I'm not connected politically.
Send me your resume. 439-30-43. Let me see something.
Okay, then we'll do. All right.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. We have a caller on the line. Another caller, go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Shivago. Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Hey, man. Right here, man. What's up?
Right here. I got a very interesting question for you. The Grand Bahama Airport, is that the Bahamian, is that the Bahamas government property, or is that a private entity?
It's the Bahamas government's property now, having been bought for $1.
Okay. So here is my question. Mm-hmm. Now that the Bahamian people believe that that Grand Bahama, in order for it to begin to progress, requires airlift which means that we can then bring tourists to that to the island to begin the economic progress of the island. Why is it that these guys are borrowing money to go and battle against the Grand Bahama Port Authority, when that money that they're borrowing could be used to begin the renovations or the upkeep or even the demolition and rebuilding of the Grand Bahama International Airport?
The government might tell you because they have already sourced money from the Saudi Arabians to be able to do that. And so they borrowed a couple hundred million dollars from the Saudis to do it. And now they're going to be able to borrow this money to buy a power company. So that might be the answer.
So, okay. Well, that's one thing. What about the rebuilding of the old air base that's there? Don't you think that perhaps that also can be paid attention to when we get increased airlift to Grand Bahama?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't know strategically what the benefit of that is. It's not been something I focused on, so I don't know that to be true. But the caller beforehand said many things. There's hospital improvements to be done here. There are equipment required here for servicing people's health. There, you know, there's a deficiency of opportunities for East and West Grand Bahama. You have all these things that people could find more pressing, more priority. And the airport, as you mentioned, the airport is one of them. Like the Prime Minister indicated that they had already mobilized this company. I forget the name of the company to go do some Polycon. To do something at the airport. I mean, the airport is not, there's nothing happening at the airport.
Well, Shivago, I'm going to end the call on this note. Personally, me, looking at what this money is being borrowed for at this particular juncture, I don't think it's in the best interest of the Bahamian people. Primarily, you're looking at the people are screaming over there, the lack of opportunities, low unemployment opportunities, you know, and I just feel that that money could better, if you're going to borrow that money should be better spent on revitalizing the economy, not long term, but effective like now, immediately. Get employment levels up, whereas even if it means you enter the construction side of something, you know, try do something to get the people there more. What's the word I want to use here? More in tune to help and relief right now instead of long term. But, you know, it's the people's money. If you're going to borrow this money, it eventually is a Bahamian people's money anyway, the taxpayer, because we're going to have to pay it back. But anyway, I ended there. I just wanted to pose that question to you to get your response on it. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I do also believe that the power company in Grand Bahama is being very coy with the staff and the public about any acquisition of the power company. So the other day, the president said, well, you know, we've been having discussions, but nothing has been concluded, blah, 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 blah. But the government inside the House Assembly passing resolution to go borrow money to buy the power company? So sometimes darkness don't only exist in government, darkness exists in private sector too. This text says, Mr. Lang, from the outside looking inward, this government spending habits leaves a sour taste in your mouth. It seems as though you take one step forward and two steps back. The election will be going down to the polls, says that text. This text says, Mr. Lang, the government has its priorities mixed up. They need to fix the Rand Hospital, get the airport up and running, and help grow the economy in Grand Bahama. Just purchasing the power company is not necessary. People's lives and livelihood matters more at this point in the time of Grand Bahama. We need to vote out this administration because they don't work for us. They work against us, says that texter. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
I'm good. Listen, I call in on the caller in reference to the job. I was happy to hear the illustration you gave him with your personal experience. It's so amazing that it's something along the lines that I do with helping people and coaching people when it comes to interviews. And I would just like to share, and you could probably expand on it, that a lot of what I find is a lot of people, they get the impression because they have the necessary qualifications or certifications and they don't get a call, they get the impression that, for example, there's some biasness or Pushes higher their family and friends. He made it a little political. But what I found in my experience over the years is a lot of people just don't interview well. And when you, and you need to know when you before, either before an HR person or you're before a recruiter, and sometimes people may feel like you're not a good fit. It could have been anything. And you mentioned, you hit the nail on the head by saying personality is. But I find that over the years in coaching people and the number of interviews that I've held in terms of hiring people, persons with qualifications may not interview well. They may not be a good fit for the team. So it could be any number of reasons. Additionally, there's no obligation by the company or the recruiter to call you to tell you that we're not moving forward. As a courtesy, some companies do it. Some recruiters do it. But with the volume, especially when you have to get, go through. But the reality is there's some techniques. There's some secrets to interviewing. There's some techniques that the person who's being interviewed need to know. Answer certain questions. You need to be able to present yourself well and be able to, you know, kind of want to own it and for yourself and do a follow-up. But I'll listen to your response to it.
But just before you go, just to be sure, to be clear, when I said personality, I meant it was, for me, political victimization.
Agreed. I totally got that.
I'm saying against a person who was politically with the same group.
Yeah,
it isn't always PLP or an FNM or FNM on PLP. Sometimes within the PLP, sometimes within the FNM, you can have people doing things that keep somebody from something.
Yeah, but I'm happy that you share that not all the time is also not always political, because it also equally happens in the private sector, and persons with qualifications or even overqualified, they just don't interview well. For whatever reason, some people get nervous, they're not answering the right questions, or the recruiter or person interviewing you may feel like you're not a good fit. So it doesn't necessarily boil down to family and friends in all scenarios. Sometimes it boils down to the way you interview. But I'll hang up and listen to your response.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. That's a good point that you make, and a relevant point that people should be aware of. Sometimes we just don't interview well, right? Freeport, there's something about the happenings in that doesn't, like it's not a cohesive, congruent picture. And I'm curious. I am curious about the drives about Freeport, about the port, about the power company. I'm curious, and I'm doing my own inquiries because it's curious, you know, what is actually happening, and we are very close to an election. I honestly, my own view is, big moves should not be made close to the election. That's my honest view. You shouldn't be making. I don't care if it's Ingram, Christie, Pinlin, or Prime Minister Davis. Now, you should not be making big moves close to an election. I do not believe that. If I were ever in a position to do so, I would prevent the government of the Bahamas from making certain moves within a year prior to a due election. I would do that because there's a problem doing that so close to an election, right? First of all, especially something that just pop up. You know what I mean? Like big moves should be thoughtful. They should be comprehensively considered, and they should be transparently put to the public. Big moves, right? Anyway, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Boost your buying power
with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Hey, Nassau! Get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love. Smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame-grilled flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Chicago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us, 796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. So this year, to me, and you're the listening public, you get to make your judgment. But this is, to me, an interesting situation that all political personalities who have been in government before find themselves in. So Michael Pintard and his team talked about all the things that they have done. I mean, they proposed to do. The Progressive Liberal Party, in responding to that, said that Mr. Pintard was in the former administration, and in the time that they were in office, they didn't do it. Listen to that now. So let's take this as a natural conclusion. You shouldn't be trusted to do what you say you're going to do, because you were in the previous administration that didn't do it. Fair enough, you know, it could be a fair comment. But how does that not now boomerang back on Prime Minister Davis and all the people who've been in government before? Particularly since the Prime Minister was a Deputy Prime Minister, as an example. How does that not boomerang? How Prime Minister Davis said, in talking about the Port Authority, he said, they didn't do it, Ingram didn't do it, and Christie didn't do it, and if you have to ask them. But Prime Minister Davis was the Deputy Prime Minister in Mr. Christie's administration that did not do it. So how is it not now logical to conclude you didn't do it then? Why should we trust that you do it now? Right? Prime Minister Davis might say, but look at what I'm doing now. What are you doing now? That's what somebody might ask. But why don't you get blamed for what wasn't done? Because you were there. For whatever hasn't happened in East Grand Bahama, hasn't happened in West Grand Bahama, hasn't happened at the hospital, hasn't happened there. Why is it that you and all of the colleagues who were in the Christie administration, some not in one Christie administration, some in two Christie administrations, why does it not apply? It's the same thing of as when the FNM says, oh, when y'all were in office, you didn't do it. That too applies to them. It bounces and boomerangs back on you. So that's a hollow argument for people in government who have been in government before to have. It's a very vacuous argument. It cannot hold. Because if the argument is carried to its logical conclusion, nobody should trust anybody who was in government before about anything that wasn't done in government before. Nobody should trust anybody who was in government before who didn't do a thing that should have been done in government before. Nobody. FNM, PLP, nobody. It's a vacuous argument to be used by FNM. It's a who has FNMs who have been in government, and a vacuous argument to be used by PLPs who have been in government. It is not a strong argument. It is not. because you and you've had occasions when people who were in government are, or they don't know anything about. Right? The truth of the matter is, if we started judging everybody by their history, you wouldn't trust plenty of people, and you wouldn't give plenty of people the right to do something. So you went, let me give you a basketball analogy. Kobe Bryant carried the Lakers to the finals when Shaq was no longer there. They lost. The Lakers organization should have said, oh, you were on that team that lost. We can't trust you to get us to the next place. So we're not going to give you a chance. Except they got him there, added some pieces, and he went three for them. Three. So, yeah, it's a vacuous argument. This says, does the PLP understand that the FNM is under new management? I mean, that's not a strong argument either. I mean, honestly, like, it's not a strong argument. It's an argument, but it's not a strong argument. And it's an argument that works in some places, right? Because you don't get the luxury as an FNM and saying, well, when we were in office, we did the next thing. And then when it's something else, you say, well, it's new management now, right? It's true. It's new leadership. So you can argue that. It's new leadership. In fact, I wouldn't even use the word management, because you know what managers do? Managers maintain the status quo. For the most part, they give you back what you give them. Leaders change things, alter things, make things different, right? So I don't know if that's the strongest argument either, right? You what I think you should do is, listen, man, when we were in office, we did this, we did that, we did the next thing. When these things we didn't do, and if you listen to Michael Pintard, he has said that. He has said, we should have done this, we could have done that, et cetera. He's owned both their successes and failure. That is what you do. That's what you do. It's nobody's perfect, so don't run from your record, right? That's like anybody trying to pretend you ain't got nothing in your background that you're not proud of. Come on, please. You own your life. You learn from your mistakes. You learn from your wrongdoings. Yes, I was there. I was in the Hubert Alexander Ingram administration. We did some great things, and we did some things not so great, right? But that makes me better. Because you learn. Even Hubert Ingram was on my show and said, we did wrong with owning SEC. You don't fall for people's nonsense. Let the truth be your guide. Let authenticity be your guide, right? Nothing wrong with that. nothing wrong with you. You made mistakes. You did some wrong things. Mr. Davis was in the Christie administration. They didn't do plenty of things correct. That's why people changed them. But he's now in his administration, and he said there's a new leadership. Well, okay. So it's a terrible argument to be going. People are either going to trust your vision and the plans and your strategy, or they're not. Just pointing fingers. That's passe. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay. It says, good day, Mr. Lang. Good show as usual. I wanted to chime in on Grand Bahama Power Company government purchase proposal. I work in the energy space, and from my perspective, Grand Bahama Power Company motivated sellers during finding that the GBPC has to abide by IRCA. This means GBPC no longer can go to the port alone to get a rate hike, and they will cost most likely have to come more in line with driving throughout the rest of the country, which would not be online expected profits. The selling price is a bit high for my taste, given the current energy load on the island. Ultimately, it's part of an overall energy plan. Grandmama Power Company helps to create the volume needed to make LNG scale. Sorry for the poor grammar. I think that's a reasonable proposition you put, but I do not believe that it is entirely the situation, my friend. I do not. It can't be scaled for LNG. Grandmama's volume in relation to New Providence is pittance. But I hear you. This says, item one, for years I harbored a clear dislike for you because I was disqualified from several contracts due to my alleged support for the PLP at the time. I was bluntly told in offensive terms that I would not receive the contract. Since then, I have even refused to pay license fees to the government. When I learned a harsher lesson, they will appoint an emissary to give you the contract, have you do the work, and then refuse to pay you. What I learned after another FNM victory is that it is not the MP who creates the victimization, but their generals who fail to realize that ultimately it damages the MP's character. I believe you are a fair man, but I didn't experience that until you became a regular citizen again. Item two, the government stated that they lacked the expertise to generate or distribute power, which led to the privatization of BPL. Grand Bahama Power's equipment and distribution system have reached the end of their lifespan. They are charging us, the customers, an additional storm charge to upgrade the distribution network due to their failure to maintain insurance coverage. However, they claim they lack the resources to do so. They are collecting these funds from customers while the upgrade remains incomplete. Their power generation equipment has also reached the end of its life and can no longer support expanding industries such as the shipyard, container port, airport, and hotels without significant investment in new generation infrastructure. By acquiring the power company, the government could break it up and sell it off as it previously did with BPL through private deals. This would allow the power company to walk away with profits while the public bears the cost. So very, very articulately put your points. First of all, let me say to you, to your item one, you're harboring a clear dislike for me because you felt some way about something that wasn't given to you. This is part of what happens with us in the world, is you make assumptions about who is or is not doing things to you, not knowing the truth. That's awful. There is a distinction between what I observe, what I believe, and what I think, and what is the truth, okay? I have never been at the helm of saying, you get this contract, you get that contract, you don't get that contract, at any point in my career. Never. Never. In the cabinet of the Bahamas, when a contract was over $100,000, I was just one human being who got to make a statement on it. So, but this is what happens. And so, but I thank you for your confession. But I could tell you, you were dead wrong. Dead wrong. Dead wrong. Secondly, in terms of the government's, if the government had given this case you are giving for buying the power company, I would say that's a more rational and logical case. I would say that. I mightn't agree with all the points of it, but I'd say it's a more rational and logical one. That is not the case put. not to date. Okay? This text says, yep, leadership. I've spent a considerable period of time being disliked by many people for many things. It's a good thing I learned very early in life not to care, not too much. Oh, I don't like to be disliked, or not to care too much. This text is, good afternoon. I believe the government wants to buy the Grand Bahama Power Company now and later give it away to their cronies like what they have done with the assets of BPL. We still don't know yet who the five initial investors and beneficial owners are in Island Grid, Bahamas Grid. To take a break, our final break, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
Chicken tender thing you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them
with sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal,
enjoy them on their own,
or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Young Bahamians, this one for you. If you're between 18 and 35 and you've ever had an idea to make money, to build something of your own, or to change your future, this is your chance. The Tourism Development Corporation is inviting you to step forward and be a part of the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition. This is about turning your ideas into real opportunities. The Blue Economy, powered by our ocean. The Orange Economy, powered by culture and creativity. And the Green Economy, powered by sustainability and innovation. This ain't just a competition. This is access to training, exposure, funding, and access to the support you need to build something real. No matter where you're from, your idea matters, and we need young people like you to step up. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just need to start. Apply now. Step forward and build something that belongs to you. Visit tdcbahamas.com to apply.
This is definitely the time for Bahamas to continue to build on the progress that we've made. Year-round container farming, you have hydroponics, you have aquaponics, you have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands, because in Bahamas, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by CLT.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shavago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatillo State for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person. Cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, Mr. Lang. I just called you to congratulate you on your topic today, and it couldn't have been in it. You're hitting the head on the nail. Both parties are complicit when it comes to what they promised to do to the Bahamian people, both. I'm so sick and tired of it, Mr. Lang. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Not everything that they promise to do, they don't do. That's not my view. There are things that they promise and do. The Davis administration promised to reduce fat, it did. Right? So not everything they promise to do, they don't do. Dr. Minnis promised to increase scholarships to the University of Bahamas. He did, among other things. So they don't fail to do everything. There are things they fail to do, that's for sure. And there are common things they do that can tick off the public. Common things they do in the way of patronage and other things too. Some do it much more than and worse than, but yeah. But again, though, you know, new leadership can bring new perspectives and different approaches. That is possible, okay? Like Sununden as a PLP leader, Ingram did not govern like Mr. Binling did as a leader, period, right? So new leadership can bring different perspectives and approaches. And so you have to be able to listen to what a leader promises and evaluate whether or not there is a strategy to deliver and the team and character to deliver it. So, you know, this nonsense about, this one, this and that one, did it be point? Listen to me. The political personalities in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas vying for office today cannot point at anybody but anything. not as a disqualifier. Your best bet is do your job, is to make your case to a public that's eager to listen to good reasoning, sound judgment, and clear missions, right? But this you always saying you didn't do it? Really? That's an argument you want to put? Really? Oh, we can't trust you. Michael Pinta, that he was the reason for disharmony and discontent there. I almost fall off my chair when I heard that. Anyone who knows Nico Grant and some of the others who were in the term when Dr. Minnis was there have to know. You know, Michael Pinta, I could get them to do what they did. Nico Grant? You all know what kind of sternness in his own mindset Mr. Grant has? No, man. If he thought that you were not capable and so forth, that was on him. He thought that. Michael Pinta? I was jokes. I said, wow, okay. No, man, listen. Politics in the modern Bahamas on a sophisticated level has to be about policies, about proposals, about strategies, and that kind of thing. I'm sorry. The personality business, unless you show me something in your personality that I have to call out, I ain't paying no attention to that. Pay attention to your performance and to your proposals and to your strategies and the rationality attached there too, to the strength of your leadership and to your team. That's what I'm paying attention to. That's the only thing you could. And as I said, do your performance, past and present. Y'all can participate in it if you want. But dumbing down politics doesn't work for anybody in the Bahamas. Not in the best interest of anybody in the Bahamas. character assassination and all this foolish crap nonsense, but talking stupidness about this and that and the next thing that don't have nothing to do with governance. Get caught up in that if you want. Go on. Go. Carry on. It gets us nowhere. Nowhere. It's shallow nonsense. Shallow nonsense. And I call it out every day. Shallow nonsense. Raise the level. Your leadership. Leadership, raise the level of their people. Inspire their people to go further. Inspire their people to do more. Inspire their people to be more. To be better. Not take them down to some mud where everybody gets to wallow, come up and look bad. Ain't no leader doing that. You got a leader helping you and taking you to go wallow and fight in the mud. There ain't no leader. There's another word for them. I can't use it and I won't use it, but it ain't no leadership. You check the example of Jesus Christ. You ever see Jesus wallow with all the nonsense, stupidness people was putting and dealing with around him? Never did. Nelson Mandela? Never did. It's not leadership. That's nonsense. It's crap. It's evil. It's wicked. It's stupid. It's ignorant. That's what it is. You don't want me to say so? Okay. Tell them, get Lang off the show. And then I won't say so. At least not on the show. I say it on there. It's Texas, good afternoon. I believe the government wants to provide BPC now and later give... Oh, no, we read that before. I said, Mr. Lang, the government can't provide reliable power service with BPL and Pike operation. Why fool about around with Freeport Power and Light? I guess the cronies that got the BPL deal want the whole hog in Freeport too. They ring the bell, okay? It's Texas, Mr. Lang, the government. Okay, you're sending this to me 10,000 times. It says, good day, and how could the government purchase the Grandmama Power Company, have no care for Grandma Indians in the wider Bahamas? It is sad for the state of healthcare crime and first-class invitation for people from anywhere else, even who want a free passport to change their identity. This is a hater government, says that text. It's Texas Lang. If IRCA is about to step in, why buy the power company? It doesn't make sense to me. Will they let Pipe control part of that also, use that money to refurbish the airport? Then you get votes. It's Texas. I don't care what no one say. The FNM did an amazing job with their launch Saturday night. They didn't waste time being petty. They acknowledged the issues and presented proposed solutions, says the texter. This text says they make the move to purchase the light company because, in their opinion, will give them votes and they will win the election over the election. However, they are going to get the shock of their life, says this text. This text says, hi, Lang. Have you heard the saying that when the FNM is in power, PLP and FNM get to eat, but when the PLP is in power, only PLPs eat, meaning that FNM tries to be fair to all Bahamians, says that text. This text says, Mr. Lang, the PLP is in a rush to get their hand on the Grandmama Park. After what they saw on Saturday night, they never expected the numbers that they saw at the FNM campaign launch barely break down. This text says, good day, I was an undecided voter until today. 2 years ago, I was really saying the PLP could get my vote this election. But since then, there were too many scandals that were not decisively dealt with. The general look of the island and government buildings has deteriorated. They are allowing Goodman's Bay to turn into a dump like Montague Beach. This country should be like Switzerland with all the money spent on consultants, says that text. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Glad you were able to. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Don't forget, get your ticket from the Nassau Guardian, 10 a.m., 5 p.m. cash only $50. We're gonna have a blast on Friday at the Z Live Far Back Friday party at Sapodilla Estates. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. He spares our lives.